Podcast Network Asia.
What's up? Welcome to the courtroom.
I am Theo.
And I'm Oj. And in this podcast, we tell stories about people's life, liberty, and property.
Kukwentohan namin kayo about court rulings in a way that will make you understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old.
All persons before the honor, Supreme Court of Justice, shall hear the for the court.
So join us as we delve into true crime, political controversies, and all things tara de chismis every week.
Dahil National Heroes Day bukas, usapang bayani tayo sa episode na to, Oj.
Ay, gusto ko yan. Ikaw ba, Teo? Ano ang bayani para sa'yo?
Para sa akin, syempre, heroes are those that do selfless acts of courage or nobility. Kasi everyday I encounter different faces of heroism . Minsan, mga malalapit sa akin, minsan naman, sa mukha ng mga strangers.
So, sinong personal hero mo?
For me, syempre yung family ko. My mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother, and yung family niya. Medyo recently kasi nagkaroon ako ng health scare, Oje. And yun nga, it was my family who got me through the worst of the worst. In a way, I owe them my second life. So, yan yung mga bayani sa buhay ko, yung pamilya ko. Ikaw ba, Oje? Sino ang personal hero mo?
Siyempre, family ko din.
Gaya-gaya.
Hindi, pero totoo.
Lahat naman yata tayo.
Especially, syempre, yung parents ko. And hindi ko na iisa-isahin yung mga kapatid ko. Alam mo naman, medyo marami kami. And aside from that, yung mga frontliners natin. Yeah. I salute them for keeping us all safe.
Syempre, syempre. Pero as we commemorate, syempre, the heroes of our lives, we also examine the lives of those heroes whose valor and courage serves as our inspiration. Nabubulol pa.
That's right, Teo. Kaya naman, courtmates, join us today as we tell you the story of a gallant war veteran who fought for recognition due to his selfless service to our country. This is the case of Isidro Animos versus Philippine Veterans Affairs Office.
Si Isidro Animos ay isang World War II veteran, having been a member of the USAFE and the guerrilla forces during the war.
3 weeks after the entry of American troops into the Philippine capital.
Now, pursuant to Section 9 of Republic Act No. 65, Isidro filed with the Philippine Veterans Board, which is now Philippine Veterans Affairs Office or PVAO for short, a claim for disability pension benefit.
Ayon sa medical examination, Isidro was found to have incurred partial physical disability dahil sa isang gunshot wound and was awarded 25% pension benefit effective on November 18, 1947 in the amount of 12 pesos and 50 centavos a month.
Later on, in 1957, na-amend yung RA 65 by Republic Act 1920. Nagkaroon ng increase sa life pension from 50 pesos to 100 pesos, plus 10 pesos a month for each dependent who is an unmarried minor child below 18 years old.
Lalo pa actually tumaas yun, Oje, when it was further amended by RA 5373, which increased naman the basic monthly pension from 100 to 200 pesos plus a 30 pesos per month for the wife and 30 pesos a month for each unmarried child below 18 years old.
Well, masaya na sana si Isidro with these increases, kaso nung nag-file si Isidro ng application for dependents pension benefits on September 27, 1955, na-disapproved siya on the ground that he was not totally incapacitated.
Actually, meron namang required na re-evaluation of his disability. And after this re-evaluation, he was re-rated to be 30% disabled daw and was correspondingly granted 30 pesos per month.
Though on 1970, Isidro was re-rated.
Nakabulol
na. Alam mo naman, hirap ako sa R. Re-rated to be 50% disabled and was granted 50 pesos monthly pension lang. Subsequent reassessment remained unchanged and 50% disability pa din ang status, kaya naman yung benefits niya only reflected that.
Ah, so binibase ang pension ni Isidro sa percentage ng disability niya, no?
Yes, exactly.
Unfortunately, his numerous written requests para mag-grant yung maximum pension benefit as well as dependents' pension benefits were all disapproved. Kaya naman, on November 23, 1982, Isidro, together with his wife and children, filed a petition for mandamus against PVAW to increase his pension.
Sadly, the court of first instance denied the petition kasi daw it was in effect a money claim against the government and wala daw silang jurisdiction sa gantong case.
Sinustain naman ng Court of Appeals ang ruling and added that mandamus does not lie to interfere with discretion and that Isidro had failed to exhaust administrative remedies.
So, dalawang tanong ngayon ang sasagutin ng Supreme Court dito. Una, mag-a-apply ba sa case na to yung doctrine of non-suability? Lalo na if the public official exercising governmental function failed to comply with his duty imposed by the statute. And second, mag-grant kaya ang petition ni Isidro for maximum pension benefits?
Para sagutin yung question on non-suability, we have to go back to the concept of non-suability. Kasi nga, di ba, according sa law, one cannot effect a suit or di mo pwede kasuhan ng state without its consent. And in effect, some public officials are deemed representative of the state, hence immune sila sa suit.
Yes, but in this case, sabi ng court, if the suit was instituted because of a failure to comply with the duty imposed by statute, appropriating public funds for the benefit of plaintiff or petitioner, then for that reason, hindi applicable yung non-suability doctrine.
Ika nga sa case ni Ruiz versus Cabahog, the suit is not one against the government or a claim against it, but one against the official to compel them to act in accordance with the right to be established by the contending architects or to prevent them from making payments and recognition until the contending architects have established their respective rights and interests in the fund retained and in the credit for the works done.
And if you remember, Teo, isa sa contention ng CA for sustaining the decision of the lower court is that Isidro daw failed to exhaust administrative remedies.
Oh, ano meron?
Sabi kasi ng SC, nag-a-apply daw dito yung Gonzales Doctrine from the case of Gonzales versus Hechanova. Sabi dito, sa Gonzales Doctrine, hindi nag-a-apply yung Doctrine of Exhaustion of Administrative Remedies. If yung question is solely a question of law and sa face ng decision, the actuation of appellants are patently illegal. So, mandamus lies or meaning applicable siya. And hindi pwede gawing excuse yung failure to exhaust admin remedies para magbayaran si Isidro.
Yan. So, naayos na natin yung tungkol dun sa first question. Now, we go to the meat of the case. Yung decision ng Supreme Court regarding sa pension ni Isidro. Partial disability lang ba talaga dapat? O total disability ba?
As per jurisprudence, the Philippine Veterans Administration, now PVAW, cannot overrule the mandate of statute. Kasi nga, di ba, may fundamental principle that an administrative agency cannot amend an act of Congress.
And ang mandate ng batas is that it shall cover those permanently incapacitated from work owing to sickness, disease, or injury sustained in the line of duty. It said permanently. It does not distinguish kung partial man o total disability. And di ba nga, where the law does not distinguish, let no one distinguish.
Right. The fact that his injuries based on the PVAW's ratings have been classified as partial cannot erase the equal fact that he is permanently incapacitated under the law. So, meaning, pasok siya doon sa definition ng permanently incapacitated provided by the law. So, the government must pay him maximum pension benefits.
At yung ginawang classifications or rating ng PVAW amount to an amendment of the law at administrative level. And to that extent, it was null and void.
Sabi pa ng court, it was pure conjecture daw on the part of PIVAW to say that Isidro had no more service-connected disability to hang on and should not have been denied continued disability pension were it not for the compassionate regard by PIVAW to the veterans of World War II.
Eh di wow, parang utang na loob pa ng mga veterans yung pension nila. Eh sabi nga ng court, di naman daw to matter of charity or compassion, no? The PIVAW is actually vested with no discretion para mag-deny ng bayad where payment is due and conversely, para magbayad naman when payment is not due.
The court further reiterates the mandate of our constitution and the state's concern for war veterans found in Article 16, Section 7 of the 1987 Constitution, which states that, to quote, the state shall provide immediate and adequate care, benefits, and other forms of assistance to war veterans and veterans of military campaigns, their surviving spouses and orphans. Funds shall be provided therefore and due consideration shall be given them in the disposition of agricultural lands of the public domain and in appropriate cases in the utilization of natural resources.
The burden of proof to show na hindi qualify ang isang applicant for a pension lies on the state. And without that, the applicant shall of course enjoy a presumed qualification upon the simple demonstration that he had fought in the war and had suffered a permanent incapacity as a result.
According sa medical records ni Isidro, he suffered various injuries. Isa na dito yung sa tenga niya, which resulted from a bombing in Atimonan, Quezon, where elements of the Japanese Imperial Army landed 2 days after the Pearl Harbor bombing, which signaled the start of the World War II in the Pacific area.
Bukod doon, meron din siyang injuries sa ibang parte ng katawan niya due to bullets and bayonets. There is no showing that his wounds actually have healed since then. Kaya naman pasok talaga sa permanent injury within the intendment of the Veterans Bill of Rights yung mga natamo niya.
So, meaning walang relevance whether partial or total yung disability niya. The statute does not require na yung veteran is utterly unable to work by reason of the injury or ailment or otherwise totally disabled. Kasi, syempre, if that will be required, then such will reduce the law into a simple social security measure. Parang naging similar na lang siya sa workman's compensation rather than an act of gratitude by the state to the brave veterans of the last 2 wars in the country.
In the end, the court strongly stresses na ang RA 65 or the Veterans Bill of Rights was not meant to compensate alone veterans for the wounds of war. It is, above all, a gesture of gratitude on the part of the state and a tribute to the gallantry and selfless love of country.
Though valor cannot be measured in terms of money, money is the best we can offer for the moment. And if we cannot do more, let us not do less. Hence, the court granted Isidro's petition and ordered the Philippine Veterans Affairs Office to pay him, his spouse, and children his full pension benefits plus other increments as may be provided for by the law.
The war veterans loom as the forgotten heroes of this generation. This is the reality, both unfortunate and tragic. What has been lost on many is the fact that it was because of their bravery and sacrifice that we are a free people today.
They stand as shining mementos of our struggle for emancipation from the colonial yoke, with crude bolos and primitive spears, but with abundant courage in their hearts. They fought the white man's arsenal of rifles and cannons, overcame it, and finished a revolution. They fought with no anticipation of a prize, reward, or medal, but in obedient and unquestioning response to duty to country.
It was they who, 4 decades later, would lead the resistance against the Japanese invaders, poorly trained, fed, and equipped, but encouraged by a firmness of will. They offered their lives and many forfeited theirs amid superior firepower from the enemy. Like the revolutionaries, they were not conscripts but volunteers. And like them, They fought without any expectations of laurels or citations, but in order that liberty shall dawn upon the land.
This is what the court said in this case. But as we pay tribute to the fallen and great heroes of our historic past, may we not forget to honor and recognize our modern-day heroes.
So, to our soldiers, medical frontliners, at sa aming kapwa Pilipino na araw-araw nakikipaglaban para sa isang mas malakas, malusog, makinang at matatag na Pilipinas, maligayang araw ng mga bayani. Saludo po kami sa inyo.
And before we end this episode, we would just like to shout out Ronrick! Thank you so much for your support. And si Jasper Alfonso, isa siyang AP teacher and soon-to-be law student. Na, of course, Teo, laging inaabangan yung mga cases natin.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Maraming salamat, courtmates. Do share with us your insights on this case or let us know what cases you would like us to chika for our next episode.
If you guys like our podcast, please don't forget to subscribe for free on Spotify or wherever you're listening to right now. You can also watch the audiogram version of this podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Again, this is Oj.
And Theo, leaving you with a reminder to always look back in history because precedents shall rule the future.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you again in the courtroom.
Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.